Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, God bless you. Thank you for listening in. This is Evangelist Amos coming to you live from Manor Teaching Ministries. Tonight we're going to be teaching out of the book of St. Luke mostly, and the name of the message is, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rejoice because your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And let's talk about this subject tonight. Amen. We'll go over to Luke chapter 10. We're starting in verse 17. We're going to read 17 through 20, those four verses. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 10, verse 17, the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Hallelujah. The disciples were excited because they were learning how to use the name of Jesus. Amen. And not only were they learning how to use the name of Jesus, but they were realizing the power that lies in the name of Jesus. They said, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And the Bible says that Jesus told them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. So Jesus said, when they said, the devils are subject unto us through thy name, Jesus said, the reason why they're subject to you is because I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. So when Satan fell, his name was Lucifer. It got changed to Satan, which means adversary, because he's no longer the son of the morning, which is a lie that he tells the people that follow him, that he's still the light of the morning. They still worship the light in some religions. But Jesus Christ said that Satan's name was changed from Lucifer, son of the morning, to Satan, which means enemy of God or arch rival or rivalry. Amen, or enemy, amen. So the Bible says, or adversary. The Bible says Satan, Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And each time, amen, that the word Satan is used, and I will do a Bible study on that, it is always in opposition to the will of God and to the purpose of God in the earth. And he stands against the children of God. We are to resist him, the Bible says. But he stands to bring temptation, and he stands against us, the Bible says, to hurt us. But Jesus said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. He wants to get you out of the will of God. But the Bible says that Jesus told them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. That's why Paul said we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principalities and powers. Amen. Because we, in the body of Christ, are seated high above the enemy. Amen. So that's why the Bible says that he is under our feet. But Jesus said here, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven, verse 19. He said, behold, even though the devils were subject unto them through the name of Jesus, look what Jesus had to add to this. This is like a double whammy. Not only will the spirits be subject to you through my name, but he said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So Jesus gave us additional power. Through his name, the devils will be subject to his name, but also he gives us power to tread on serpents and scorpions. And we know in a lot of demonic realms, when in the spirit, there's serpents and scorpions, amen, that people use, amen, that are serving Satan, and they have a certain amount of power. But Jesus said, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So, yes, the devil does have power. People say the devil don't have any power. That's a lie. The devil does have power, especially in the earth realm, when people are sacrificing to him, they're offering sacrifices to him, they're offering him their life, they're serving him, they're trying to do his will. That gives him power to a certain extent in the earthly realm. But Jesus said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. So I don't care how much power Satan has, we have more power. We have all power given unto us. Jesus said, I give unto you all power, in another scripture, in heaven and in earth. He said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Well, the same thing he said here, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Another scripture says, if you drink anything daily, it shall not hurt you. Amen. You shall take up serpents and scorpions, and they shall not hurt you. So all of this is saying the same thing. The word backs up the word. But in verse 20, and this is my main verse tonight, Luke 10 and 20, The Bible says, notwithstanding, and this rejoice not. Rejoice not, Jesus is saying, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Now, this really got my attention and got me to go on a little bit because I was like, wow, this is really interesting. Because he says what not to rejoice about for a Christian. Amen. So the Bible says, and then in verse 21, Jesus said, in that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemeth good in thy sight. But let's go back to verse 20. He said, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject unto you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. So let's talk about this. Amen. The verse 17, the Bible, you know, we talked about that already. Let's go on down. I want to go to Matthew 7 and 22 and see, why did Jesus say, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject unto you? Amen. In Matthew 7 and 22, we're going to read and start in verse 21. The Bible says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. The reason why I talk about this verse so much, because people think just because you're calling on Jesus, and you, there's a lot of fake Christians, amen. And this Bible the Bible tells us how to discern between a true Christian and a fake Christian. And we're going to talk about that tonight. But the Bible says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter. And it's not for us to judge, but the word will help you to discern. The Bible says you can tell a tree by the fruit that it bears. But Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now, you remember when Peter was standing and Jesus said that he had to go to the cross and he was going to die. And Peter said, let it not be so, be it far from thee. What did Jesus say to Peter? Jesus got immediately into the spirit of that thing because Peter was being influenced by the devil. Jesus told him, he said, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou desirest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of man. If you see a Christian that's out there trying to do the will of man and not trying to do the will of God, that is not God. That is not the Holy Ghost, and that is not God. Amen. Because God said that we Christians should do the will of God in the earth. That's what this scripture means right here in Matthew 7 and 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord. So I don't care how big your church is. I don't care how little your church is. I don't care how much you praise God. I don't care how much you fall out on the floor. And I don't care how much you speak in tongues. If you're not in the will of God and seeking the will of God for your life and his plan for you in the earth and being used by God and not bearing your talent in the earth, but being used by God to fulfill his will in your life, you have to be careful that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. For he said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father in heaven. Saints, that's why I'm on this broadcast, preaching the truth word of God. I don't have a platform in the church to preach from. Nobody's opened up their doors to me to preach from in the church world, you know, so to speak. Of course, I have a home church, but that's not my platform. That's somebody else that I submit myself to. But God is going to give me a platform, but I have to use what's available to me now in order to do what God has told me to do, and that is to teach the word. I don't have to explain myself on this broadcast. I don't have to offer any apologies on this broadcast. The only person I have to please through this broadcast is God. And I do not bring offense. If you get offended by something I say, you need to take it to God, because everything I say is backed up by the word. And it comes out of a spirit of love, and it comes out of a spirit of humility. And if you know me, you know that about me. Amen. I have to walk in love because I don't want to be outside of the will of God. But Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So that's why I said all that to say this. We have to do the will of God if we want to make sure our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Verse 22, he said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? This is the scary part. This is why I preach so hard. This is why I preach, amen, so hard. People think, oh, she's just so hard. Oh, she just, you know, she just done went too far. This scripture right here is why I preach the way that I preach. Hallelujah. Because it says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? That means there's false prophets going on in the church in the name of the Lord. False prophets. leading people astray, away from the will of God, amen, and into the will of man. But the Bible says, and in thy name have cast out devils. The Bible says Satan divided against himself, his kingdom cannot stand. So, of course, if you see somebody casting out a devil, you would think that that's God. But Jesus said, many have cast, will say to him in that day, I have cast out devils in your name. And he said, and they also will say, I have done many wonderful works in your name. So just because you see people doing wonderful works and casting out devils and, like I said, rolling on the floor and speaking in tongues and being used in the gifts of the Spirit, amen, there's a false church, amen, that is not seeking to do the will of God. And then there's a true church that's seeking to do the will of God. Which one do you think the devil's going to put the spotlight on? The ones that's doing the will of God or the ones that's doing his will? Of course he's going to put the spotlight on the ones that's doing his will. So that's why it's easy to get broadcast. It's easy to be, amen, to let your ministry go all over the world when you're not seeking to preach these type of scriptures. Amen. As long as you don't preach on repentance, as long as you don't preach on people being saved and names being written in the Lamb's Book of Life, amen, and you're preaching on some gospel that's going to tickle somebody's ears or make somebody feel good or teach them how they can have a better life in this life and never think about the next life to come, you're going to be, the devil's going to make sure that your program is put up, amen, before millions. But there's very few people that's who's preaching the truth, whose ministry is worldwide, that's being broadcast all over the land, because they're not able to preach what they want to preach. They're preaching what the broadcasters want them to preach. They're preaching what certain people are telling them to preach. You can preach on this, but you can't preach on that. I mean, I'm just telling the truth. Amen. And this is what I'm saying. You can like it or not like it, but it's the truth. Jesus said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Then will I profess them unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I have known ministers that had large ministries that told me that they were approached by different people to preach a certain gospel, and they couldn't preach what they wanted to preach, or else they were not going to be backed by these people. I'm telling you, saints, it's real. And you have got to decide, are you going to preach what man wants, or are you going to preach what God wants? If you belong to God and your name is written in heaven, you have to preach what God said preach, no matter what man says. And that's where you draw the line at. That tells the difference between a true Christian and one that is not true, but one that's using God and using the name of Jesus in vain. The Bible said, take not the name of the Lord in vain. That's one of the Ten Commandments. But he said, they will say to him in that day, we have done many wonderful works and cast out devils in your name. And look what Jesus is going to say. He's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I know you not. Why? Because they desire, like he told Peter, you desire to do the will of man and not the will of God. So, amen. He said, in Mark chapter 7, he said, then will I profess unto them in verse 23, I never knew ye, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Amen. So we don't want to be a worker of iniquity. We want to be pleasing in the eyes of God no matter what, because you're not going to be able to please man and God at the same time. You might as well just forget that. It's just like in the book of Acts where Peter was healed that lame man in the book of Acts chapter 3. He said, I have silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Amen. So you're not, and another scripture where later on it talks about, I think it was Paul or Peter, one of them said in the book of Acts, and I can look it up for you, they said, you judge, is it better? I think it was Paul, is it better to please man or to please God? Because they were trying to tell them then what to preach. They said, don't preach in the name of Jesus anymore, or we're going to cast you into prison and we're going to stone you. Paul said he was stoned three times, I think it was, three times or twice. He said thrice. Paul said he was stoned, he was shipwrecked, all because he refused to preach any other gospel but Jesus. When you're preaching the true gospel and repentance and people are really getting saved and God is blessing your ministry, the devil is not going to be happy about that because you're taking souls away from him. As long as you're not taking souls away from his kingdom, he don't care. He'll give you the world. But when you start taking souls out of his kingdom, That's what makes him mad, and that's what makes him your enemy. And I'm glad, amen, that he's my enemy, because the Bible says you can't serve God, amen. So you can't serve God and mammon or wealth, amen. So many people are worshiping wealth. So many people are worshiping different things other than the true and the living God, amen. But let's go back, amen, to my notes. So that was Matthew chapter 7. Jesus said, I will profess unto them, I know you not. Amen. Their names were not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, in 1 Corinthians, I'm going to speed up here because I only have about 10 minutes left. In 1 Corinthians 13 and 2 through 5, the Bible says, though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, let me tell you really quick what charity is here. If you look it up in the Greek, it means agape, and it's God's kind of love. Paul said, though I have faith to move mountains and understand all mysteries and have the gift of prophecy, if I don't have the God kind of love, I am nothing. He said, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt and have not charity, it profited me nothing. God told me to ask you, do you know someone who has the gift of prophecy or understands mysteries in the gospel and the word but has no love? Or maybe someone who gives all that they have to feed the poor and would give their body to be burned for the cause and the name of Christ, but they don't have the God kind of love. Jesus said this profits them nothing. This is a very deep scripture, saints. A lot of people are doing stuff in the name of Christ, but they don't have God's love. Amen. The Bible says, Jesus said, it profits you nothing. We have to love, true, genuine love in the body of Christ. We have to have this love for the world. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, by the love that you have for one another. So what binds the church together is the Spirit of Christ, which is the Spirit of love. The Bible says, one attribute of love is humility. And describing love, Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which we're going to get over there, love suffereth long and is kind. How many Christians do you know who walk around looking like they have been chewing on nails and trying to win somebody to Christ? You can't win anybody to Christ looking like that. Charity or love, God's kind of love, envieth not, is not jealous hearted, it vaunteth not itself, doesn't lift itself up, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, and seeketh not its own. God's love is not easily provoked, and thinketh no evil. Verse 7, this is 1 Corinthians 13. And God's kind of love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. This is the love of Christ. The Bible says in verse 8, this kind of love never fails. So here we go again. Let's go back to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 10. The Bible says, rejoice because your names are written in heaven, not because the spirits are subject unto you. Let's talk a little bit about this book that our names are written in. In Daniel chapter 12 and 1, the Bible says, at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, will stand up for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as was never since there was a nation, even to this time, talking about the tribulation period. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. So in the tribulation period, there are going to be some people that come out of the tribulation period, say, because their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Philippians 4 and 3, Paul says, I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the Book of Life. Revelation 3 and 5, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot his name out of the Book of Life. Amen. So the Bible says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 5, to he that overcometh, we shall be clothed in white raiment. When we stand before God, we're not going to be ashamed. Remember the story about the man who came to the wedding and feast and did not have on a wedding garment, and the Bible says that they threw him out, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That was symbolic of the Lamb's Supper, amen, the Supper of the Lamb in heaven. And Jesus said, remember when he told the disciples, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine or eat of this bread unless until I eat it with you again in my Father's kingdom. Amen. So he was talking about the marriage supper of the Lamb. And we want to be a part of that marriage supper of the Lamb. But we have to be an overcomer first in order to be able to eat from the table. Amen. But the Bible says, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Remember the scripture where Jesus said, if you are ashamed of me in this evil and adulterous generation, I'm going to be ashamed of you when I come in the clouds with my Father and with the holy angels. Amen. So he said, if you overcome, amen, he will not blot out your name. But he said also, you cannot be ashamed to preach in his name. Amen. He said, I will confess you before my Father and before the angels. Amen. Let's read Revelations 13 and 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, talking about the false Antichrist or the beast. And we see preparation for that happening even now. People are worshiping all types of things. People are considering taking the chip. There are some people that have already taken the chip in other countries. And there are some people, amen, that are taking the chip now, amen, in Hollywood and all throughout the music industry and the recording industry and Hollywood, amen. You have people that are worshiping the devil that are taking this chip. But the Bible says, all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life. Now, if you take that chip, 666 chip, which is already on everything that we buy or sell, the Bible said that, man, we will not be able to buy or sell or trade without the mark of the beast. The system is already set up that we cannot buy or trade. Right now, it's not actually taking place. It's not a law in place that says that you have to have this chip. Because that's going to happen in the tribulation period. But the system is already in place for the 666 marketing to take effect. Amen. So he said, all the 12 dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb. So everybody that's taking this chill and worshiping this beast is not worshiping Jesus Christ, and their names are not written in the Lamb's book of life, slain from the foundation of the world. Revelations 20 and 12 through 15. John's talking here. He says in Revelations 20, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. This is most important, saints. The book of life was opened. That's the book that we're talking about. Our names have to be written in. And the Bible said, and the dead were judged out of all those things which were written in the books. So here we see again, the Bible says, appointed unto men once to die, but after that the judgment. People think when you die, that's the end. You know, a lot of people say, oh, what happens after death? And most people that don't know God, don't know Jesus Christ, they say, oh, I don't care what happens after I die. I'm going to be dead and gone. You live 60 or 70 years. That's nothing compared to eternity. Nothing. There's a drop in the hat. It's like a second. There is not even any time in eternity. That shows you how you cannot even compare eternity to this little time we spend here on earth, saints. The devil is really, really, really deceiving a lot of people. Amen. But eternity is forever. Eternity is forever. You have to spend eternity somewhere, either in heaven with the Lord, because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, or in hell with the devil because you chose to believe a lie. The Bible says if you choose to believe a lie, God is going to turn you over to a reprobate mind. Amen. So where you can, a reprobate mind, the Bible says it's like having your conscience seared with a hot iron. Do you know what that means? That means that there is no way that somebody can get through to you when you become reprobate. That your conscience is seared with a hot iron. That means it's just as flat. Nothing can grasp onto it. Nothing can take a hold to it. Amen. You're just reprobate. Amen. So we don't want to get like that. We do not want to turn away and resist the Lord until he turns us over to a reprobate mind. The Bible says, in the day when you hear his voice, harden not your heart as they did in the wilderness, the children of Israel did in the wilderness in the day of provocation where they provoked the Lord. Amen. I remember in the Old Testament when the Bible says that, I think it was a family. I can't remember the name of the family, but the Bible says that God was so upset with these people because I forget what they did, but I know God was upset with them. And the Bible says that God, I think it was Korah, and the Bible says that the earth opened up. God said everything that pertained to Korah, his family, all his loved ones, everybody that pertained to him, God said put them all together. I know what they did. They rebelled against Moses. That's what they did. We need to read about that one day. But, amen, I'm not going to talk about that tonight. But they rebelled against the man of God, the leader that God had put in place. And this man, now remember, Moses had told God, he said he had interceded for the people. He said, if you don't take them in, if you don't bring them out, if you don't bring them into the promised land, then take my name out of your book. Moses told God to take my name out of your book. God told Moses he was going to kill off everybody and just make of him a people. But Moses said no. Moses loved the people of God so much, and that's why I love my pastor. I give my pastor a plug tonight because he loves the people of God. Moses loved the people of God so much that he said, blot my name out of your book if you don't forgive them. And Moses was not trying to look for no fame. He was the most meekest man that ever lived. This is an example of that. He was not trying to lift up his name. Most of us would have said, yeah, Lord, this is a blessing. You know, yeah, kill them all. But God, and Moses said no. He said, don't kill them. He said, take my name out of your book. You know, and so Moses sacrificed. But look what these people did. They spoke against Moses. And God got so angry with Korah and his family and the people that rebelled against Moses that he opened up the earth. The Bible said this has never happened before. The earth opened up, and they went down alive into hell, saints. They went down alive into hell. They didn't even die the common death, the Bible says. They were not going to die the common death. They didn't have to die first to go to hell. They went alive into hell. Can you imagine the torment and the torture that they had immediately to be from this realm and to be dropped into hell? Oh, my God, I just shudder at the thought of it. You know, but the Bible says the earth opened up and they went down into hell. That's why I know hell is in the core of the earth, too, because that's where the Bible says the scientists know it's hot in hell. The core of the earth, the middle of the earth is hot. Amen. Satan was cast out of heaven, Jesus said, as lightning, but he was cast down into the earth. But God said he prepared a place for the devil and his angels. Where's that place at? It's in the middle of the earth. In the middle of the earth where it's hot. That's where the volcanoes open up, amen. And you have a lot of demons, amen, that's coming up into the earth realm now. Volcanic eruptions. And I was watching a picture on TV tonight, the Weather Channel, talking about the lightning and stuff that's in the volcanoes. And that's what got me started on this message, because I thought about how the devil, Jesus said, was cast out of heaven as lightning. And I saw the lightning, and it was just in all the black smoke and the red fire that came out of hell. And I saw the lightning. It was just in that one area. It wasn't like going throughout the sky. And I said, wow, I bet you that's demonic activity coming up out of hell, when I was watching the lightning and the volcanic eruptions. And that's what got me to thinking about this message tonight, saints. And that's why I told you I'm just going to be led by God as far as to when I preach. Because I know that God, I'm trying to write a book. I'm trying to take myself to the next level. There's a lot of things I need to be working on in my life. And the books have got to be written, because God has given me so much to write about. And I just thank God for that. But, amen, I will come back to you at least weekly. I'm trying to do it more. But at least once or twice a week, I will be bringing a message back. But, amen, we're going to close with this last scripture. The Bible says in Revelations 20 and 12 through 15, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things that were written in the books according to their works. So this is another scripture that talks about the book of life, and we're going to be judged according to our works in the earth. And amen, that's why the books are going to be opened. And the Bible says, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelations 21 and 27, there shall in no wise enter into it, talking about heaven, anything that defileth, neither whatsoever work of abomination or make of a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. So the only people that's going to heaven is the ones that's written in the Lamb's book of life. Going back to Luke, we're going to close in the same scripture we opened up with, Luke 10 and 17, even the spirits are subject unto us through thy name. Rejoice not in this, but rejoice, Jesus said, because your names are written in heaven. Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. This means sometimes lightning can be demonic activity in the earth. But in verse 19, Jesus said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Yet rejoice not in this, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. God bless you. I love you. I'm closing the broadcast tonight. I just want to say God bless you. Pray for me, Evangelist Amos, and pray for the ministry, Man of Teaching. God bless you and good night.